You ready? Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all their multitude. And on the seventh day, God finished the work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all the work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because on it God rested from all the work that he had done in creation. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
All right. So today is Sunday. So during the week, Monday to Friday, and then Saturday is a weekend. But still, Monday to Saturday, you guys are busy with a lot of things, right? We toil away at school, going to classes, doing homework, studying for that quiz or test, working on a project. Some of you guys take music lessons. Others maybe go to a math class or another supplementary class. We do all of these things. Why do we do it? So we can, I don't know, get by in life, onto the next stage. Correct? Yeah. And then, you know, because we can't only do that, we also try to unwind, right? By listening to music. Maybe some of you guys dance in front of the mirror and learn the latest moves, right? Latest K-pop moves. Or, I'm not going to look at anyone in particular, but I know there's a few. Some of you guys may watch YouTube videos, right? Shows on Netflix. So what's the common thing? Whether you're working or trying to unwind, our lives are filled with activity of one sort or the other, right? So let me ask this question. Is a life filled with activity the purpose or meaning of our lives? Is a life filled with activity the purpose or meaning of our lives? Or let me ask this question another way. Are we supposed to be just filled with activities 7 days a week? Every week of the year? Every year of our lives? And so what about coming to church on Sunday? Is this just merely another activity in our busy schedule? Is it just another activity like others? Yeah, so today's passage, I'll ask Joel to put it back up. It's an interesting one. Okay, so according to the creation story, how many days did God take to create the heavens and the earth? 6 days, right? Okay, let me clarify one thing though, all right? I do not want you guys to look at this passage through our modern scientific lens. This trips a lot of people up for some reason, right? When did the writer of Genesis write this? It was many thousands of years ago, right? They didn't know, they didn't go to school like us. They didn't take modern science and those kind of classes, all right? So I don't think he was talking literally in a scientific way, all right? But we have to look at it through a different way. He was talking about a more spiritual, symbolic, metaphorical way, okay? So having said that, so for the first 6 days, God created the heavens and the earth, right? Sarah summarized it well this morning, took a formless void and created this and that, plants, water, animals, blah, 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 human beings, and so 6 days, right? So after that, God's work was done, wasn't it? Right? His activity was finished, right? So it should just be 6 days. But let's look at verse, it's not in the verses, but the second sentence, okay? And on the seventh day, God, what are those next three words? Three words. Finished the work that he had done. That's interesting. On the seventh day, God finished his work. All the activity of creation took place in 6 days, but God's work wasn't done until the seventh day, when nothing was actually created. No activity took place. That's interesting, huh? It's kind of interesting. So that's a big clue. I mean, if there's no more activity to do, what more is there? So I think we believe that God created the seventh day. Why? To give meaning, purpose, and significance to the other 6 days. Right? In other words, it's actually this seventh day that makes the other 6 days worth living. It's interesting, eh? It's the seventh day that makes the other 6 days worth living. Because many of us, I know we tend to think of Sunday, the Sabbath for Christians, as just a day off Or as some people are sharing, it's a day where in the morning we're kind of busy, get ready, we go to church, and then we come home and, oh man, I have all this homework to do and these tests coming up. That's kind of a day it is for a lot of us, right? And otherwise, our Sunday is just kind of a day to try to recuperate so that we can get back to the real business of life, which is like my school and tests and all that stuff. But in this passage, God is telling us that it's actually the opposite way around. Okay? It's the seventh day of the week, or seventh day, that gives meaning to all the others. And so there's three words that the author uses. Okay, I'm going to just go up and point. Okay, so the first word, what's this? Rest, okay. And then second word is blessed. And the third word is? Okay. And you guys know what that word hallowed means? What does it mean to make hallow? It means to make holy. Okay, it's just another word for making holy. Okay, so rest, bless, and make holy. Okay, so the first is that, yeah, God rested on the seventh day from all the work that he had done. And that's really the first requirement of the Sabbath. Like, how many of you guys have Jewish friends? Some of you, yeah? Good number of you? See, in the Jewish tradition, like, what do you guys know about their Sabbath? What happens on their Sabbath? Anyone with Jewish friends? Like, do they work? If you guys have Orthodox Jewish friends, like, they don't even drive to synagogue. They walk. That's why you see the guys with the kippahs just walking down the street, right? Black robes. I mean, it stems from something, okay? In Jewish tradition, they're not supposed to do any work on the Sabbath. But there's a reason for this. Right? Think about it. When you're busy doing things, where's your mind focused at? It's focused on what you're doing, right? It means your attention is elsewhere. Okay? So when your attention is on something, is that real rest? Or let's say to relax. A lot of you guys probably, I do this too sometimes to relax. You kick back on the sofa and get your phone and then like start scrolling through stuff, right? I know, like I admit, I do that too to relax, quote relax, you know, but where's my mind at? My mind is like on whatever picture or that content that I'm reading or something, right? So that's where my attention is. And so that's maybe relaxing, but that's not real rest because my focus is still distracted. Rest involves letting go of doing anything that takes my attention, okay? Letting go of other things that attention so that we can focus, okay? And what's the real reason for Sabbath? Is when we let go of all these other things, we can focus on our own life, okay? Actually on life. You guys know what I'm saying? We can actually focus. Because when we can really rest, that's when we're ready for the next word, which is bless, okay? When do you guys feel blessed? Jason, when do you feel blessed?
At church.
At church? Okay, why?
Because you guys are a blessing.
Yeah, because you guys are a blessing. In other words, yeah. When do you feel blessed, Sarah?
When I'm happy.
When you're happy? Yeah. What about you, Emily? When do you feel blessed?
When things are going my way.
When things are going my way, yeah. Blessing is, it's like a feeling of celebration, and it's a feeling of delight, right? Delight, joy, you know, blessing. When we celebrate, when we realize I'm not just like a machine or, you know, I don't need to try to be like this. God loves me as I am. These are all things that we celebrate. I have people around me here that I can just be myself with and share life with. Celebration, joy, delight. Okay? We can only celebrate and delight in blessing when we're able to give attention to it. But if we're doing stuff, or if our minds are elsewhere, we can't focus on that. You know what I'm saying? That's what it means to rest, is divert our mind away from all those other doings, activities, so that I can focus. And so that I can really enjoy blessings. Now this last word, hallowed, to make holy. So what does this mean? I don't know. Let's see. Jonathan Cho, the word holy, what does that bring to mind for you? God? Okay. What about you, Kayla? The word holy. Not sure? Okay, we'll come back to you. What about you, Justin? The Bible. The Bible, all right. What are you, Maddie? There's no right or wrong answer. I just want to like get the range of thoughts. Yeah. What does that word image that word bring? Not sure. It's okay. It's a hard word. That's why it's a hard word. Like, what does holy mean? And we say it, holy, man, you know, but like, what does the word holy actually mean? Well, one way to think about it, it means to, literal meaning is set apart, okay? We set ourselves apart, okay, for God on this day. Okay, what is it? What does that even mean? Okay, so it first means we have to truly rest, okay? Meaning get all other activities and thoughts out of our mind, okay? Because then we can focus on the presence of God. We set ourselves apart to come into the presence of God, okay? Because when we're in the presence of God, we can focus honestly on our life, okay? What's going on in my life, okay? Because that's when we're calm and quiet in our hearts. Think about it. How often are you guys actually really calm and quiet in your heart, right? If you're like me, there's always things racing in your minds, isn't there? Racing, racing, racing. Or stimulus, stimulus, stimulus. Right? So when we're calm in our hearts and in the presence of God, that's when we can actually take things like worship seriously. But it's because it's only when we take it seriously that we can get the full benefit of it. Okay, the joy and the delight that comes from it. You know, there's so much about this world. It's so casual, right? Don't you think? It's so casual. We take things lightly and yeah, it's nice. That's nice. But I don't know, to get the full benefit of Sabbath, you know, God meant it for life. Okay, it's supposed to replenish and restore life because then that gives meaning to all the other days because that's on the Sabbath that I realize, okay, everything works up to this. This is where life is all about. God, the source of my life, the creator, right? And from it, all blessings flow. Okay? From the source of life, all blessings flow. So really, this is just an introductory thing. I just wanted to get us thinking, right? Let's really cherish this gift that we have, okay? It's a rhythm in life, right? Once a week, we come. The Sabbath is supposed to restore our life. And how do we restore it? It restores us by becoming God's presence. We sing these songs, right? We think about what it means. We listen to message. And also we share with one another. Oh, this is what's going on in my life. Can you help me? Right? Oh, are you struggling? Let me pray for you. Individually and collectively, we restore. And we can only do that by removing all these other things and distractions in our minds. Right? So let's really cherish it. What do you guys think about that? Let's cherish it. So here's some practical, concrete things. Okay, I know that, practically speaking, it's hard for us to make the entire Sunday kind of this kind of day. I know that because you guys have school and things like that. But let's try this. Okay, even on Sunday mornings and until like church is done, if you can, try to minimize going on your phone, right? Because that starts cluttering up our minds. If you can, leave it aside. I mean, I understand. I even have to check my email here and there for a few things, but minimize it, right? That's probably one of the most practical first steps. And if you can make that a habit, you'll be surprised how much calmer your heart can be, especially when you come to church, okay? And secondly, when you're going to come to church, let's think of it differently. Don't think of it as just another activity in the midst of all of our activities. Let's make this something special, right? We anticipate coming. Wow, I cannot look forward to going. I can't wait. I look forward to going and I can't wait to go. Because when I'm there, I will be with fellow brothers and sisters who are there for the same thing, where we can calm ourselves and focus and praise and worship and gain restoration. Doesn't that sound exciting? I don't know. I think it does. And then we take this gift seriously, right? Okay, I want to go, you know, early enough so I can enter calmly, and I want my mind and heart to be ready to sing, to listen, to share, and be alert for those who might need prayer, support, and love. That's a beautiful vision. The Sabbath is one of the greatest gifts that God has given to us. So let us really be thankful for it and cherish it. Amen? Amen.